Our journey through the Europe galleries ends in Room 1, Luxury, Liberty and Power, 1760 to 1815. Here, the dominant style is neoclassicism, with forms and motifs taken from antiquity. These were applied to all kinds of objects, from sculpture to furniture and even egg cups. The late 18th century was a period of political upheaval, with the French Revolution followed by Napoleon's rise to power. But it was also a period in which more people were able to enjoy the comforts of modern life, with fashionable goods made for different levels of the market. This can be seen throughout the gallery and also in two recessed displays facing the windows. One shows objects from a luxurious bedroom. The other, in the lift lobby, shows balloon mania, a short-lived craze that caught the popular imagination. A large display on Napoleon, at the exit to the tunnel, shows how he adapted the styles of ancient Greece, Rome and Egypt to promote himself as an all-powerful emperor. In the middle, you'll find the Victory Service, a lavish gilded dinner service given by the Portuguese nation to the Duke of Wellington as a thank you for the defeat of Napoleon. It's here in 1815, at the end of the Napoleonic Wars, that the 19th century truly begins, and our journey through Europe comes to an end. Over 200 years, we've seen how styles from Baroque through Rococo to neoclassicism accompanied the great intellectual and political changes that shaped the Europe we inhabit today. We hope you've enjoyed the V&A Europe Galleries and will come back to rediscover them again.